Canada Hub. Go ahead.
Well, first, accept my apologies for making it's VA3 X-ray Road Delta. Is that right? It's Paul in Iridia, VE3 India Foxtrot Charlie. Accept my apologies for messing up your call sign. Go ahead.
No worries, yes, I have a hard time hearing call signs, actually, myself, so I know it's tricky to catch them. When you're used to saying that, most people say their call signs very quickly, so I'm trying to get in the habit of saying mine fairly slowly, and occasionally phonetically, so you can understand me. Nice to meet you, Paul, from Aurelia. I'm here in Colville, Ontario.
Well, I'm not sure your first name. Maybe you could give it to me next time. And welcome. Welcome to the Canada Hub. I think it's the first time I've talked to you, so a sincere welcome. And there's a post on here, so maybe, I don't know if you're new or old or what you are, but anyway, a very big welcome. And thanks for putting your call out there. That's the way it works. You put your call sign out there and see what happens. So, well done. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Fred. It's VJ3 X-ray Romeo Delta. Fred. Yeah, I'm a brand new ham. I'm almost 60, so I'm an old new ham, I guess. And yeah, I'm just learning the hobby, so I built a hotspot, put it up in my basement, got that working, and now I'm just trying to make contacts and learn as much as I can about the hobby. Back to Paul.
Well, congratulations, and again, with block capital letters, I say welcome. Yeah, it's probably the best hobby in the world because, among other things, it takes strangers and turns them into friends. So now you've got a friend in Aurelia. How about that, Fred? And, yeah, I guess, are you familiar with the QRZ page on the Internet? If you look up my call sign or anyone's call sign that you hear, you can check them out on the QRZ page, and then you'll get to meet them. Does that make sense to you? And are you on QRZ, Fred? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's an affirmative. I am on QRZ. I'm not presently sitting in front of my computer. I'm just lounging my living room, having my second cup of coffee here. But good to meet you, Paul. Yeah, that's part of the reason I got into ham radio. I've been interested in it a long time, and one of the primary reasons is to be able to reach out and have a community you can chat with, and I want to learn as much as I can about HF, digital, and I want to start building antennas. I also I'm also interested in the clock coming, but lots of aspects of the clock, for sure. I really like that part of it. Back to you.
Well, you sound like a true ham. Good for you. And you probably know this, so don't be offended, but we all need the reminder that it's important to leave a pause between transmissions. apparently to allow any priority traffic to jump in, partly to let somebody else join us if they want to, and also to give all the systems a moment to reset, because they all have different timeouts. And I guess maybe you know this already, but that the network, Canada Hub and the 420 network and all that stuff, lots of repeaters all linked together, and they need time to reset between transmissions. And if you don't give that chance, then they'll time out, and then the whole thing will shut down. So forgive me if you know all this already, but for my benefit as well, because I forget sometimes and get all excited with the cue so that I key the mic and jump right back in. And the pause is important. So accept my apologies if you know all this, but it's a reminder for myself as well, Fred. Does that make sense to you? Go ahead.
Yeah, Paul, that's, I don't use all that. I'm still learning a lot of this stuff. So you can Elmer me anytime you hear me doing something completely wrong. I have no problem with that. I have, the idea is I would like to learn how to do this properly. Back to you, Paul. This is Pete, X5Z.
Well, one of the things I really like about this hobby is it's a level field. There's no hierarchy, really. You know, whether you're a ham for 20 minutes or 20 years, we're all equal in that respect. And maybe I can help you, but you also help me. You know, a gentle term is we self-police, if that makes any sense. More than that, we help each other in lots of other ways, not policing necessarily, but gentle corrections maybe, or advice or suggestions. They're all good, and we're all family here, Fred. That's how I see it. We're all family, so I love it when somebody corrects me. Paul, you did that wrong. Oops, sorry. You know, I own it, and I try and fix it and do better next time. So It's a wonderful hobby, and we help each other. And I think, in lots of ways, every one of us is an Elmer. And I've been a ham for 50 years, and I'm still a novice, Fred. A ham for 50 years and still a novice. There's so many things to learn. So does that all make sense to you, Fred? Anyway, it's a family. That's how we see it. Back to you, VE3, Indy. Foxtrot Charlie.
Yeah, Paul, that's awesome. 50 years as a ham, you must have seen an awful lot of equipment change over the years. What are you currently using to talk with me on right now? Back to you.
Well, right now I'm using a Yaesu FTM-150, and you're right. A lot of changes. When I got my license, if you wanted to talk any more than 15 or 20 miles through a local repeater, maybe 30 miles if you're lucky, you had to go on HF. And now, with all the repeaters linked and All-Star and Echolink and a whole bunch of other things, it's a whole new world now. So I'm a big fan of All-Star. I have a couple of All-Star nodes, which enable me to make connections VHF to the local repeater, and also All-Star. So a big All-Star fan. Anyway, there's lots of modes, lots of ways to do it, Fred. So calls you Oyster. I don't know if this is an oyster or not, but there's sure lots of options, that's for sure. What kind of a station have you got, or what's your story there, Fred? Go ahead.
Yeah, I picked up handy talkies an Anytone D168 UV. So, yeah, just the UHF handy talkie, and I'm hitting a local repeater. Well, no, actually, I'm using my hotspot and hitting Canada Hub. So, I learned about hotspots early on, and figured out how to configure it and get it all working. But that's where I am. I've only been a ham since May, so all far I'm familiar with the term, but I'm not exactly sure how it is and how it works. So yeah, you can tell me a little bit on that. I think it's an analog mode, and you can get repeaters with it, but other than that, I don't know much. That's useful.
Yeah, I don't know much either. I'm, like I said, I'm still a novice in lots of ways. But All-Star, it's digital, and it uses the internet to make connections. And there are All-Star nodes, operators all over the world. And if you go on All-Star Link on your computer, you can Google All-Star Link and look at the map. You can see there's a menu on the All-Star Link page. There's a menu that you can look at a map, and you can look and see where all the All-Star nodes are in the world. And if you look in Aurelia, you'll see my location, my All-Star node. So that's a brief overview. And if you like, you can send me an email. My email is on the QRZ page. If you want to send me an email, I can we can connect that way as well. I'd like to make this I was going for my breakfast, and I thought, no, I'm going to delay breakfast and have another cup of coffee back to the radio, and I'm glad I heard your call. So I'd like to do this more often if that's okay with you. So do you want to go on the QRZ page and send me an email? Is that okay with you, Fred? Go ahead.
Yeah, that'll be fine. I will, after we get off here, I will send you an email. I was actually curious about for my radio, I'm connecting through BrandMeister. I'm using the Canada Talk Group, the Canada Hub Talk Group. And I understand that if you want to have a bit of a longer conversation, you can switch to these TAC talk groups, like one is 310 and the other one is 311. It's suggested to you by the Google AI. So maybe what we could do is, I'd love to experiment with that, and we could set up some kind of a secondary talk group that we could get on and just rag you from time to time. That'd be great, Paul. Back to you.
Well, if knowledge of Grandmeister was put on a 10 scale, my knowledge would be -3. So, I know Grandmeister's out there, and they've had so much. What I understand, they've had so many hiccups with the system. I can only have one logic at a time. So I said, okay, Brandmeister, but I set it aside because I don't think I'm smart enough to figure that one out. Not yet, anyway. Do you know about hams over IP? You talked about Brandmeister. I'm going to hand something back to you. Have you ever heard of Hams over IP? Go ahead, VE3, IFC.
I could probably, my radio is not a all-star radio per se, but I am connected.